All things in life function perfectly. All functions perfectly. We can have all sorts of ideas in our mind if we want, and they can be pro and con, but all functions perfectly. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. All functions perfectly. If we allow ourselves for one moment to think that something's not going to function perfectly, we'll undoubtedly experience just that lack of functionality. We'll undoubtedly experience exactly what it is that we think is going to happen. Or truly, that's what does happen. What is it that is important in your life and my life? Well, what's important for each of us is that all functions perfectly. All is in divine order. All is in right order. Now, how can we have things in right order unless every thought that we think, every idea that comes into our consciousness, we think of as being in perfect order, functioning in divine right order? If we ever think of one little thing that comes into our mind that is not functioning perfectly, we empower that to not function perfectly. If we feel a cold, if we feel an illness, if we feel a lack, if we feel any insufficiency in our life or affairs in any way at all, we empower that to be. Now, we think it's Pollyannish. We think it's not being realistic when we don't recognize the problems. But really, that's just what the case is. It's only when we recognize the solutions to the problems that anything can take place beneficially in our life. Everyone can think about the problems if they wish, and they're legion, they're all over the place. But is that what we want to experience? Is that what we want to experience? Is that what really is important for us in our life? What really is important for us in our life is that we have the solutions to all life's circumstances, that we have the solution to all the desires of our heart. We have the solution to all the directions that we might want to go. And we are those solutions right now. We are them completely and perfectly in every way, shape, and form. Now, you say that's just not being realistic. When you have a problem, you must face that problem. You must work with that problem. You must conduct yourself harmoniously with that problem so that you can handle it. And I say no. When you have a problem, you face the solution of the problem. You look at the solution. You see what the solution is that you desire to be manifest in your life, what I desire to be manifest in my life. And as I look at the solution, I give it attention, and I say, yes, that's what I want to do. That's how I want to handle this. That's just the way I want to do it. And then I go and do it. Problems are just the circumstance to draw us away from our true, pure nature. Whenever we face a problem, we are walking away from our original purity and integrity. We're walking away from our divine self. We're walking away from that which is our perfect harmony. We're walking away from who we really are. And we do that quite often. We do that quite often where we walk away from our original purity and integrity and we look at something that's not so good. We were watching Harriet, the veterinarian, last night. He was from a time during the Second World War, and his life and his experience were quite interesting. And we were watching it on the old film strips, and it was quite interesting. It was quite interesting to see how they were doing things, but most of the time they were happy, most of the time they were joyous. Most of the time, they didn't let things bother them. most of the time, things worked out in a beautiful way. But there were times when it was difficult. There were times when they had to come to conclusions that were really quite difficult. Now, it was true that the things that we see in our life, the things that we see in our everyday happenings, are much like the experiences that Dr. Harriet had in his veterinarian practice as he was learning to be a veterinarian. It's the same thing that happens with Cesar Millan as he was learning to be a dog whisperer. First, he loved himself. First, he felt he was a worthwhile person. He was a good person. And then he felt he wanted to communicate with the animals. He wanted to communicate with the dogs, and he wanted to be one with them. And as he was one with them, he found that they were really very nice. He found that they were really very amenable to the things that he wanted to do with them. He found that when he took charge of his life, he was the master of his life, he could be the master of the dogs in his world. And on that premise alone, he built his entire business, his entire fortune, his entire program of being a dog whisperer. And he's a proud man. He sticks his chest out just like his dogs do. He lifts up his chin just like his dogs do. He is very competent and capable and a proud man. We too can stick up our chin and put out our chest and say, yes, I am master of every solution that I choose to have in my life. I don't choose the problems. They're there. They come and go. But I do choose the solutions. And just like Harriet and just like Cesar Millan, he chose the solutions. They chose the solutions. And all the great successful people in life choose the solutions. And all the great successful people in life are not necessarily the wealthiest people. Because every person on the face of the earth who says, I like me, to himself, is on the road to being a successful, dynamic person in every area of his being. Every person on the face of the earth who says, I like me, I like me, I like me, opens a doorway of his inner consciousness to all of the goodness and all of the right action and all the love and all the peace and all the wonder of the world. And it's all theirs now, and yours and mine too. We all have our opportunity to make our choices. We can be a loser or a winner. We can be successful or we can be unhappy. Whatever choices we make, it doesn't make any difference. It's our decision. Our decision. Just as Caesar looks at his dogs and backs into his dogs and says, I like you. Just as he says, it's not the dog that's the problem, it's how the dogs have been lack of training, how the dogs didn't have the training that taught them to do the things. Now, our body is like a dog, so to speak. When we train our body to be loving, we train our body to be receptive to all the good and beautiful things in the world, it is. When we train our mind to be receptive to all the beautiful things in the world, it is. When we train ourselves to be beautiful examples of all that is harmonious and joyful and marvelous, it is. It's all a matter of how we look at our life, how we make our choices, how we make our decisions. It all functions perfectly. It all functions in divine order. That's its ideal purpose. That's its program. And the ideal purpose is not so far away from the purpose we're experiencing right now. It's right here with us right now. And as I claim that I am functioning perfectly right now, as I claim that all is in divine order right now, as I claim there is peace in my heart right now, and all my choices are good choices, and all my choices are wonderful choices, and all my choices are my choices, as I claim that, then that is my experience. That is my choice. Today I claim who I am. I live in a harmoniously functioning body, harmoniously functioning mind, harmoniously functioning world, harmoniously functioning family, harmoniously functioning all harmoniously functioning. And the more I claim it, the more I name it, the more I experience it, the more I am it, the more it is me, and the more it is everywhere in my world. And this is the truth about me, now and forevermore. And I love it, I love it, I love it. Just like I love you. I love you. I love you. Have a wonderful day.